Welcome back to Hey Science. Today we'll be talking about tornadoes and natural disasters. Let's get right into the first article. Most natural disasters are known as home wreckers. Tornadoes, on the other hand, are some of the most harmless types. Of course, it can and will cause a fatality if you get too close, but most tornadoes form on flat rural land, rarely ever suburban. This is what makes them less dangerous than maybe a hurricane or a tsunami. However, this does not make them any less interesting. Tornadoes have a marveling piece of natural and physical brought together. These natural disasters tend to bring tornado chasers from all places of the country to admire their view. Of course, tornadoes are quite a sight, but there is much more to it than just the looks. There is science. Today, we'll be going over the science of tornadoes. Most tornadoes form with the help of a powerful storm that are widely referred to as supercells. These are the type of storm that have lightning, large clouds, large gusts of winds, and even flooding. They are the worst of the worst when it comes to storms. They are also the perfect condition to start a tornado. Let me explain. Tornadoes mainly really start to form when the air starts to rise. Ever heard of condensation? Condensation is when vapor turns back into water. This condensation can also release heat, causing all this hot air to rise. The more the air rises, the bigger the cloud gets. The air that is rising starts to bounce off the cloud a little and starts to form the starting base of a tornado. A mesocyclone comes next. A mesocyclone is basically a tornado, but it doesn't quite touch the ground. From here, the mesocyclone will either stay the way it is, or it will feed off a layer of moisture from the clouds and end up touching the ground. Once the mesocyclone has touched the ground, it is now a tornado. Soon enough, the tornado will dry out. This might be because it has lost moisture in the clouds, or it has slowly became more stable when a tornado needs to be unstable to live. It could also be because the temperature difference in the tornado escapes. Now that you know how tornadoes are made, we'll be going over the different types of tornadoes. Type of tornado we'll be going over is the rope tornado. The rope tornado is incredibly skinny and looks more like a snake than anything. Most tornadoes start at the end of their life cycle as a rope tornado. It is in the middle of their life cycle that they may become a different type of tornado. Rope tornadoes are the least dangerous type, but it can still cause a fatality when in the direct path of it. When you first think of the word tornado, a cone tornado probably comes to mind. A cone tornado is typically shaped like a cone. It is wide where it meets the storm and skinny where it meets the earth. They are usually easy to spot and they have a distinct silhouette. They do tend to cause a lot of damage and can be fairly dangerous. It is still safe for the tornado chaser to watch though. A stovepipe tornado is like a cone, but it is normally the same width all throughout the tornado, or at least roughly the same width. They cause around the same damage as a cone tornado and are pretty similar to the cone tornado, except it is the same width all throughout. Wedge tornadoes are like cone tornadoes, again, but is more widespread throughout. In a cone tornado, it gradually gets skinnier as it meets the ground in an equal manner. In an equal manner, I mean that only a small section of the tornado is the same width before the width changes. In a wedge tornado, it is wide through most of the tornado and only gets skinny again at the very bottom. These tend to be destructive. Sometimes, very rarely, more than one tornado can form at once. This can happen in a variety of ways. Sometimes, one cone, stovepipe, or wedge tornado can form with several rope tornadoes spinning around it. Other times, tornadoes can form relatively away from each other, where both can be different types of tornadoes or the same. Water-sprouted or land-sprouted tornadoes tend to form without a supercell storm. Most of the time, these tornadoes are created by the water, so they still have condensation to work on their side. They don't tend to cause much damage as they sit on the water, and areas with buildings and large amounts of life aren't on the water. They never really come to full size. However, the tornado might stay as a rope tornado or a really small cone tornado. Tornadoes may be disasters, but they can also be beautiful product of nature. So many people dedicate their careers to chasing them. Admit it, whenever you look at a tornado video, you probably think it's pretty cool. Now you can look at it and not only admire it, but you can try to guess what type of tornado it is. Next, we'll be going over tsunamis. Surf's up for these dangerous waves. Tsunamis are huge waves of water, or multiple waves that are very destructive. They can wipe out entire cities. They are caused by earthquakes and landslides and other natural disasters. If you see one starting to form, go as far from the ocean as possible. Tsunamis only happen in the ocean. When you see one forming, you want to get higher ground right away. The first wave will never be the largest. There will be several other waves that are bigger, coming minutes or even hours away from it. Do not linger by the shore if you see one coming. Tsunamis are faster than the fastest human. Tsunamis kill 79 people a year on average. That's it for Hey Science. Goodbye and keep learning.